This is the true brotherhood which overcame the wickedness of the world. It followed Christ, holding fast to the peerless kingdom of heaven. Alleluia. Now, the line that I usually begin my homily with almost always comes from the Mass of the day, so I kind of broke my own rules today. This one comes from the Mass of Saints Cosmas and Damian, as well as other saints throughout the year. And this came to mind this week because we actually had a staff kind of training meeting earlier in the week, and we were kind of talking about the divisions in the world and how distressing they can be and how easily they can spread. And this came to mind because we remember that as Christians, we're a part of something much greater. We're a part of a brotherhood, a community, a family that is far greater than anything that we can find in this world, even greater than blood relatives. Cosmas and Damian were blood brothers, but in their martyrdom, they discovered the brotherhood which is even greater. And so likewise, Christ, who is our hope, who is our defense, also speaks to us today about adoption. Adoption as sons and daughters, children of God. For he has said to us, I will not leave you orphans. Rather, he embraces us and adopts us. As we heard in today's opening prayer, Almighty ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit we dare to call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. In the first reading today, we can find ourselves, many of us, kind of feeling like Elijah, feeling cast off, feeling oppressed, feeling persecuted, and wanting to escape the world. And to an extent, that is good, that is healthy, to be able to retreat, to be able to go into solitude, to be able to pray in the privacy and in the silence. That is good. However, it can be dangerous when that turns into escapism, where we want to be isolated. And we isolate ourselves not only from people, but from God, which is very dangerous. And it's been a fear of mine during this COVID crisis, isolation, because it's very harmful. Rather, Elijah, in retreating to the Lord, was rejuvenated by it. He saw the great value in that solitude and then went out back to the people to continue the work. Christ comes down to us in love, the love of his Father. St. Paul, speaking to the Romans today, reminds us that God has always been our Father, even in the Old Testament. For the Israelites, prefigured the church. And after all their time in the desert, finally they were able to see our God as a Father. But that pales in comparison to the intimacy that we are allowed to feel as Christians. Because Christ has shown us the true face, the true nature of the Father. And in doing so, he doesn't do it in the same way. Rather, he does it as a brother. He comes to us as a fellow, a brother, a fellow worker with the apostles, with the disciples, walking alongside them every step of the way. Even today, in seeing Peter, we can see ourselves, the weakness, the sinfulness that is within ourselves. Because when Peter kept his eyes on Christ, he was fine. He was able to walk on the water. But it wasn't until he let other things come into his mind, other things come into his heart, that he began to sink. But Christ doesn't just leave us to drown. Christ immediately, as the gospel says, reaches down and grabs us. And that brotherhood, that community, is perfected in the Holy Spirit. At Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon us, that community was awakened. The Holy Trinity is a communion of persons, and God wants us to participate in Him, to be welcomed into Him. And that is the true adoption that He offers us, to be welcomed into the Holy Trinity. As we continue to wait for our Lord to come into our hearts and ultimately to come back, we can not only embrace this adoption in our own personal lives, but then put it into action. Because the fruit of prayer and the fruit of that community is charity, which is true love. Therefore, having recognized that great brotherhood among us, we can finally go out and live the words of today's psalm. Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring up out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Let us rejoice in the family that is Christianity, and together work for the kingdom of God to promote that justice and peace that not only we long for, but God longs to give us.